time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
According to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, unchanged for this year. Severe drought or worse, now at 3.78%, also unchanged from last week. And moderate drought or worse, now at 17.79%, also unchanged. Abnormally dry or worse conditions are now at 62.72%, which is up from last week's 59.9%. According to the 6 to 10 precipitation day outlook map, all of the state above normal chances for rain through July 27th, western panhandle and the northwest part of the state about a 33 to 40% chance of rain, while the rest of the state leaning above a 40 to 50% chance of rain through that date, except for the central and eastern southern part, they have about a 50 to 60% chance of precipitation. Well, the fourth annual Ag Herculture Conference is coming up on Friday, August the 23rd for college-aged women. And then Saturday, August the 24th is going to be for high school girls. Both events are designed to connect the younger generation of women interested in a future in agriculture with women that are already established in the industry to provide them with some networking opportunities and educational opportunities. I had the opportunity to visit with Lee Benson. He's the public information officer at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture about this year's special event.
Ultimately, what the both events are designed to do is to bring a lot of girls, younger girls that are in agriculture with interest in agriculture, and connect them with women that are in the agriculture industry here in Oklahoma, and network, make connections, learn about different stories from other women who have probably been in their shoes before, and so. It's a great networking opportunity for high school kids and college kids, and it's been a very good event so far. I think I mentioned this is the fourth annual one, and I feel like all the feedback that we get here at the Department of Agriculture here in Oklahoma is always super positive when it comes to this event.
More information about the Ag Herculture Conference can be found on the ODAF Instagram and Facebook page. High school events sold out in only 48 hours, but students can still join the wait list. College-age women can also sign up to attend by searching Ag Herculture at eventbrite.com. Well, farmers in Russia's breadbasket are battling temperatures over 120 degrees and trying to save a wheat crop hit by a heat wave, frost, and even some floods. Rostov, one of Russia's key wheat-growing regions, accounted for 11% of the country's total grain harvest last year, and ag ministry officials are monitoring it to make more adjustments to an already soft 2024 wheat forecast. Ministry's most recent estimate says the Russian grain harvest will hit 132 million tons, which is 9% below the 145 million in 23 and 16% from a record 158 in 2022. After a serious heat wave followed frost in the spring, Rostov expects its grain harvest to drop approximately 38% this year to 10 million tons. An agronomist says the wheat initially came out of winter in good condition and the harvest prospects were excellent, but now they're only harvesting what's left after a really tough season. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.